Can you confirm that that was the case, that your department wanted National Guard troops in Ferguson that night?
Right. We had discussions at the highest levels of Missouri government regarding that. And part of the plan was on how we were going to stand up both the police presence and the National Guard presence in anticipation of the grand jury returning.
Do you think it was a mistake not to have them in Ferguson that night?
You know, I think, frankly, we'll never know, because it's very difficult to tell what would or wouldn't have happened without a certain Guard footprint there. Now, keep in mind, the Guard was in certain areas of St. Louis County and St. Louis City regarding that. But the Guard obviously wasn't at least staged at Ferguson Police Department. We can speculate whether or not that would have made things better or worse or neutral. We don't know those things. But it's certainly fair to say that it's very difficult to predict what may or may not have happened with presence immediately there that night. I frankly don't know.
Do you think that the decision might have put some of your officers at risk? It was such a volatile situation, and I think, since the Guard wasn't there, a lot of county officers had to basically be in those spots.
Well, you know what? It was a volatile situation no matter what. And I think I go back to 1992 when we take a look at the L.A. riots. I think at the time there were around 9,000 commissioned officers in Los Angeles and around 11,000 in L.A. County. You look at 20,000 police officers there in that area when those riots erupted. You know, when we take a look at that footage, buildings burned and people lost their lives and everything happened like that. So I don't know if it's just manpower we're looking at. I think at some point, when you take a look at these tapes, it doesn't take very long, unfortunately, to go into a building and burn it. Throw some kerosene around, light a match, and go. So really, we entered this, I can tell you as the police chief, I entered into all the decision making we did on preservation of life. And fortunately, we were able to come through the riots without loss of life, and that's certainly important to us, at least loss of life that wasn't caused by law enforcement, nor loss of life on the law enforcement side. So I think we can speculate on what might or might have not have happened should a Guard had a different footprint there that night. They had a footprint, but a different footprint. But I think at the end of the day, that's up to everybody's certain opinion.